Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs in current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. And as things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Will you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote?
I always vote.
Thank you very much. And would you please tell me your age?
65.
Thank you. And in Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
Asian.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Right direction.
Thank you. And if the election for state senator were held today, will you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
I would definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions for some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
And would that be very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. About Walt Disney World.
Walt Disney World?
Yep.
Okay. I guess I don't know. I don't go there, so I don't really know what I think about it. I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, how about Planned Parenthood?
I'd have a favorable opinion.
Favorable, very, or somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you. About Anna Scamani?
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. And about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. About Rick Scott?
Very favorable.
Next one, the National Rifle Association.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about next one, Florida Power and Light, or FPL?
FPL. Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
And last one, Greg Pohl.
Who?
Greg Pohl.
Spell the last name for me.
P-U-L-L.
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the job Anna Scamani is doing as a state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Do I what now?
Thinking about the job Anna Scamani is doing as a state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know who she is.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to re-elect Anna Scamani? Probably vote to re-elect her? Probably vote for someone new? Or definitely vote for someone new?
Well, I'm going to have to look her up.
Okay.
I'm going to have to research her. I can't answer that question right now because I'm not sure who she is.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Well, I'm not going to look her up right now. I have to get on my computer.
Sure.
And I'm not on my computer right now. I don't feel like booting up my computer to look her up. So can you go on to the next question?
Okay. Now, if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
No, I vote for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. Now, let's see. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mercosell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Rick Scott.
Thank you. And if the election for state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and Anna Eskimani, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Probably for the Republican, Poole.
Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. Now, or no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Will you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I would support it.
Thank you. Now, which one of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? I'm going to read you a list and just let me know one of them. First one, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, reducing the cost of insurance, creating jobs and improving wages, reducing the cost of health care and prescription medicine, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, lowering inflation,